It's Tuesday, the 13th of December, 8 a.m. Looks like it's a grey morning again. At least it's calm and dry, and it's not too cold. I can just see and make out that Mrs. Blackbird is having her porridge this morning. Just enough light to see that. Oh, it's a lovely, there is a slight breeze. Feels like it's coming off east. Yes. Well, it's the left side of my face, which is, now it's just completely swung round and come for the other side again. So it's a swirly wee breeze, swirling up. So, I said fine dry, and not too cold. So I have been feeling much better for the past couple of days, and thank the Lord, no problem with the dreaded torment, as I call it, restless legs. Although I have to say that the past two nights, I haven't had any bother with it. Three nights, but the third night was a bit dodgy. Or I should say that go back three nights, that was a bit dodgy. The past two nights, it's been, you know, that niggle in my head, and that you're feeling a twinge, and doing the staring act last night again. It's a mental thing. It's saying, if I close my eyes, I might go off to sleep fairly quickly. But I also might start to think on my legs, because it's strange how some things are just beyond your mental control. You know, it doesn't matter how much you make your mind up that you're not going to think about something. That's, it's like, you know, you're walking along the street and you say to the person with you, say, "Don't look up." What's the first thing they do? They look up. Don't look round. They look round. That's the kind of thing. Don't think about restless legs. Go to bed, shut your eyes, boom, your mind goes, "I'm going to think about restless legs." So there you are. I can hear the jackdaws away in the distance, way over by Morrison's and the marketplace. I can just make them out, moving out in their they're broken up flocks, as it were. They leave in stages, thousands of them. But anyway, back to me. I better probably talk about the jackdaws, to be honest with you. What if jackdaws got restless legs? But anyway, so the past two nights I've had really good sleeps. Last night, an excellent sleep. Really tired, but then again, I've lost a lot of sleep, I've had a lot of disturbance, I've not been feeling great. But also, again, back to the time of the year, these dark nights, your body just doesn't believe, or it doesn't want to believe, it's 7 a.m. and it's time to get out of bed. So it's a mixture of everything, I guess. But yesterday I still had problems with my internals. That's all I'm going to say. So I was a bit concerned about that, because I didn't want that to linger on, a lingering larvae. But someone said to me on one of the social networks yesterday, when they'd found out that I had this problem, weight loss and the larvae. Larvae can either mean you've got the flu, or you've got, you know, a gastro problem. And they asked me if I'd caught the gastroenteritis bug that was going around. I didn't even know, I haven't heard anyone even mention it. So maybe I got two after effects of the flu jab, gave me the high temperature, and gastroenteritis bug, which I picked up, gave me the dreaded lurgy. Who knows? But that's enough. Let's move on. As I said, I had a good sleep. I had quite a good day yesterday, actually. I was doing a wee job for someone. I was putting Christmas tree lights, yeah, I believe it, on a garden tree. It's an annual thing with this lady in a nearby town. And so I spent about 3 hours out in the fresh air. And you know, it was absolutely wonderful. It was great. And even when it began to spit off rain, just very, very lightly, I thoroughly enjoyed it. The wee spits hit my face now and again. It was lovely. So I think it was a fresh air more than anything. It made me feel a lot better. Sometimes being in the house, see, I'm back to my health again, aren't I? God, am I here. Okay. So, it's getting near Christmas, isn't it? I think that's the first time I mentioned it, isn't it? I'm sure it is. 13th, so 12 days to go. The 12th day. Oh, yeah, there you go. That just slipped out my mind. So, thanks again for your thoughts. And if you say a wee prayer for me, that was most appreciated, honestly. I pray for, at the moment, I'm praying for so many people who are in need of prayer. My wife prays for about 10 times, I think. 10 times the number of people. So, if someone's... Not that I know of this. I wouldn't know of this. And it might never happen. But if anyone has actually said a wee prayer for me, yeah, truly appreciate it. So there you go. Is it Aretha Franklin, wasn't it? Or say a little prayer for me. Sure it was. Mrs. Blackbird has hunched herself up into a fat ball, puffed her feathers up, just sitting there doing nothing. And Rocky has just joined her, well, nearby. Yes. On the mend of hope.